Travis Jarrett's time in international competition is apparently not over. With his deep-seated sporting nature extending beyond a wildly successful aerial skiing career, the Milton Olympian has taken the plunge into high-stakes fishing. Just a few short years into that venture, after hanging up the skis and buying a boat with father Rob, 33-year-old Jarrett now finds himself amidst the innermost sanctum of his new passion. That came last week on Alabama's Wheeler Lake, where he and a Canadian contingent cast off against anglers from as far away as Australia at the Major League Fishing Toyota Series Championship. Travis Jarrett and Bill Walker show their catches in Alabama. Supplied photo. Describing his efforts over the two-day bass fishing preliminary round as not super great, Jarrett snagged two fish during each round with a daily weight of roughly 4 pounds. That was enough for a top 100 finish, but kept him out of the final day of competition, eventually won by a 19-year-old American, who claimed a grand prize of $235,000. Not a bad day's pay, quipped Jarrett, a Milton Sports Hall of Fame inductee who's now recovered from a kidney donation to a close family friend in February. Being competitive by nature, I certainly appreciate the super high caliber of this. I missed out on 3 fish, losing 1 right at the net. But hey, that's fishing. Growing up fishing with his family, including his grandfather, Jarrett believes the intestinal fortitude built up in aerial skiing is serving him well on the water. That mental aspect, making the right decisions at the right time, and giving yourself the best shot for success. You have high hopes, but you don't get too down on yourself if you have a bad practice. You don't go out to win practice. You work on your technique so you can win in competition. Steadily boosting his grasp on the fundamentals and not hindered by the endurance required for 8 to 10 hour stretches on the boat, Jarrett has gradually raised his stock on the CSFL provincial circuit. He stamped his ticket to Alabama with a second-place finish at the Canadian Open on Lake Simcoe. His fishtails include reeling in some sizable sailfish in Costa Rica and Barbados, while more locally he and Dad love the schools available at the family cottage on Pigeon Lake near Babcayon, as well as many other spots in the Kawarthas. So what exactly about angling has hooked Jarrett's attention? I'm always learning out there and I love the adrenaline, that disconnect from the rest of the world. It's a vacation in itself, and the same rush I was chasing in aerials.